Blog Talk Radio.
Come again, come again, come again, come again, come again, come again.
Who run this mother? Who run this mother? Who run this mother? Who run this mother? Who run this mother?
Laser.
I am the voice. You have no choice. I am the voice. You have no choice. I am the voice. Who from the world? Oh, ow.
Runway, Pisa. runway. runway. Boy up the runway.
Sir,
boy up the runway.
Sir,
boy up the runway.
Runway.
Sir, boy up the runway.
Yeah.
The right way.
answer.
I am the voice. You have no choice. I am the voice. You have no choice. I am the voice. Who from the world? Oh, ow.
Girls, who run the world? Girls, who run the world? Girls, who run the world? Girls, Put your hands together. On the bass. The real.
To the real.
Wait, wait, hold on, wait. The legendary.
The legendary. Kelly Mizrahi.
What's going on, boys and queens? We are live back on the air for another installment of the show. Hold on, honey. I have a brief call coming in. Hold on. I'll be right back with you after these calls.
Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on.
Who runs this, Papa?
Sorry, boys and queens, I had a call coming in. I had to take my call. Honey, but yes, we are definitely here. We are live. We are on the air. And we're going to get this madness started with this weekend, honey, and all the balls that happened this weekend from state to state, from coast to coast, wherever there may be a function at, honey, we're going to get the madness and we're going to get her started right now, honey. Hold on, hold on, hold on. Please bear with me. Oh, brother, oh, brother. We're here. We're going to recap these functions that happened this weekend and all of that. Hold on one moment, honey. We're going to be having the legendary mother, Ray Ray. Miss Rahi is going to be coming up here and is going to be talking about his function that's going on this, that's coming on in July. He's going to be coming up and he's going to be talking about his function also. Hold on. I'm doing a lot.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome to the air, everybody. The legendary father, Randy Millard, is on the airways with us. What's tea, Randy?
Nothing much. Just getting in. Just getting in.
Yes. Well, the growth is already. The growth is already. I don't even know where I want to start at. I thought I see Ray Ray's number up here. He was supposed to be coming on to talk about his function, but I don't know what happened with his number. Oh, there he goes. There he goes. We're going to start with Ray Ray, and he's going to be talking about his function that's coming up July 2nd in Chicago, Illinois. And then we're going to go into First Fridays. We're going to go into the Crystal Ball, and then we're going to go into Sebastian Allure's function in Detroit, because the girls are already hitting my red phone up about Sebastian's ball and the coins and everything, and Sebastian will be on the line. But let's go to the legendary mother, Ray Ray. Mizrahi is now on my airwaves with us. Hello, Ray Ray.
Hi, everybody.
What's up, Ray Ray?
Hi, Rodney. Tayana's about to call in too, Kelly.
Okay.
Why weren't you in Detroit?
I'm sorry?
Why weren't you in Detroit?
Because my mom had surgery this weekend. Well, last weekend.
Oh, okay. I expected to see you. So you was in New York?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Rary was up here in New York.
Okay, okay, that's what's up. Oh, you know what? I did see the picture with you and Sha. I did see that picture.
But I want everybody to we got a category update for this ball.
Okay, well tell us about it. Tell us about the function.
Okay, but the function is July 2nd. The location is to be announced just as of yet. And it's going to be July 2nd. We want it to be an early ball because there's also Black Gay Pride down here. So we want everybody to be able to go to the ball, enjoy themselves at the ball, and still be able to enjoy the festivities of Black Gay Pride in Chicago. Because it's really, really, really hot. It's really an experience. You know, like, nobody wants to be in the ball all night when you have a whole bunch of other festivities going on. So you be having a ball during the day. Well, not quite going into the nighttime. It should be over by... It'd probably be to, like, you know, we probably have the ball to around 12 or 1. Oh, there's somebody didn't like that.
I don't know what that was. Kelly, what was that?
That was my computer. My computer is very shady.
Oh. yeah, that sounds good, Mary. We would like an early ball so we can go out and do a little circuit, do a little up north, do a little, you know what I'm saying, some of everything. That's my birthday weekend, so I do not want to miss the parties and clubs and everything. So, you know, I want a little bit of all of that.
The least time we're going to push the ball to is around about 2, but by 2 we should be out of there. And everybody can go and enjoy the festivities, you know.
Okay. So what other updates you have for us?
Okay, well, the Butch Queen Face, it's a Femme Queen Face category that has been added. These women possess tantalizing beauty. All the judges with the amazing face, frozen in time like a porcelain doll. Butch Queen Face, skin, structure, nose, eyes, and teeth are the elements of face. Tonight, the elements will get you your tens, and selling it will win your battles. Sell us the elements of face. So that
okay,
she had that category. But that category wasn't there before. I don't know where Tayana's at. She was supposed to be calling in.
Okay.
You know, Tayana's
the grand prize. The grand. We have a mini grand. One of the mini grands is Best Dressed, the Showdown. We also have. Hold on a second, you guys. I'm gonna let Q explain it.
Okay, the mini grants that Riri had for his ball is Best Dressed Female Figure versus Male Figure. It's a mini grant. It's $200. He has Open to All Performance, the Showdown. It's also a mini grand prize, and it's $400. And then he has a grand prize, Open to All Runway. It's the Showdown, and that category is $1,000. And then he has Female Figure Realness, the Showdown. That category is also $1,000. In Chicago, Illinois, on July
2nd. What I did want to explain really quick is what a lot of people may not understand what the showdown means. That's the theme of the ball. And the showdown is actually like, it's like a face-off of all the categories. So it's not like, let me explain the performance category and how it works. The performance category is going to be broken down into four subcategories, female figure, realness with a twist, female figure is right here in front of my face. But female figure, but it's a $10, it's $10 plus the pot. So if you got 10 girls walking, one subcategory, and you win that subcategory, you get the $100, and you excel to the showdown for $400. So whatever the pot is, that money goes straight to the winner of that subcategory, be it female figure, Vogue Femme, or Realness with a Twist. So the potential is there to walk away with, you know, in excess of $500.
Okay.
For that category.
Okay.
what's the base price for that category?
Can you look for Tiana Tiana's phone number, because it's I really want her to talk about her realness category, because that's her category and she's the one that's like giving away the $1,000 for that. So I want her to be able to get online and, you know, talk about that.
Tiana is not on the phone lines yet, as of yet.
So Q, what about Ray Ray's in his runway?
Runway category. Let me go to that.
How are you doing, sir?
Who's this? I didn't know who this was.
Hey, Rodney.
Hey, Rodney.
What's going on?
What's going on, brother?
Not so much.
Okay, so the runway category is really, really hot. It's All-American versus European. It's for versus female figure. The All-American, you've been around long enough to know the taste of all-American models, i.e. Calvin Klein. Tonight you will bring us an American designer look using all three colors, red, white, and blue, in a suit of your choice. That's one trophy. Then you have...
Kelly,
Tiana can't get through.
Call
her now. She said what?
Call now.
And you're European. While fashion is your name, you're still a patriot nonetheless. You're a fashionable patriotic club kid using only the colors red, white, and blue. One trophy. And then it's going to be patriotic club kid versus the Calvin Klein model versus the female figure.
Everybody, please welcome to the show my legendary sister, the legendary overall East Coast mother of the House of Cards, Nicole Khan, is not on the line with us. Nicole? Hello?
She's not.
Hello?
I hear you.
Yeah.
Nicole?
Oh. I'm sorry. Hey, what's up? Hi, everybody.
Hey, Nicole.
What's going on, Nicole?
How you doing? Hi, brother. How are you? I haven't heard your voice in a minute.
Everybody, please welcome the legendary overall Midwest mother, Tiana Ebony, is now on the phone lines with us.
Okay.
Oh, you too. I haven't heard your voice in a minute, too. What's yours? It must
hey,
be good. Jew. Who's on this line? Rodney, Tiana, Kelly, who else is?
Ray Ray and Q.
Q.
Oh,
hey,
Q, my husband, Ray Ray. Hi, Ray. I didn't know that was there.
What's up, wifey?
What's going on? I thought somebody was Marcus. That's who I heard. Daughter heard Marcus.
Oh,
hi, Ray. You look amazing, bitch.
You look fabulous.
Thank you. Hey, sis.
Hey,
so, what's this? Tiana on the line yet?
Yes,
I want to
say
I want to say this first for the runway category, because it's going to be on the new flyers, but female figure is the same thing as European.
Why?
A lot of people. Female figure is the same. You have to bring it just like the Patriotic Club kit.
Right. Don't jump yet, Nicole. He's talking about...
No, because I just want to ask a question, baby. Y'all not going to support that thing. Y'all not going to have it. Y'all not going to split it out. It's female figure, then femme queen. Y'all not really going to do that?
What are you talking about?
Because you know how I feel about y'all just throwing everybody together, so you're not going to separate the femme queen categories from that category, female figure?
Runway for $1,000.
Okay. Okay. No, I was just asking. Okay, that's a big. Okay,
right. It's
that's
a runway.
Okay.
Runway.
No, I was just asking. Please.
All Americans going to battle all Americans. Europeans are going to battle Europeans. Female figure is going to battle female figure, and the winners of those categories will battle for $1,000.
And we also
Just
did it like that for the realness too, because a lot of people feel like it's unfair that only female figures get to walk for the $1,000. So what we did was we opened it up for Pretty Boy, Schoolboy. I mean, actually we did do it for all the realness, the Schoolboys, the Pretty Boys, the Thugs, the everyone, all the realness.
And you made this hot.
Yeah.
So open to all realness for $1,000, and open
Ooh.
To all runway for $1,000.
Right.
Ooh.
Okay.
That wasn't everyone get a fair chance, of the $1,000.
This is New York City.
Okay. So with your realness category, it'll all be broken down for schoolboys, drags, femme queens, butches, trans man, all of those as well.
Right.
Okay.
Damn, Rodney.
How about loving good icons?
I'm not walking. I'm just going to be there to support my sister and my daughter.
I'm trying to get in contact with Kadar. He's going to answer the phone.
I'll be secure.
Because if y'all breaking it down like that, because people feel some type of way, I don't want to be walking with just any regular femme queens, because I'm legit.
Femme queen or femme queen, female figure, fucker.
Since y'all breaking it down like that, I don't want to be walking with a regular young girl. I
female
be
figure,
with
fucker,
legendary
figure. Well, I just think, I don't want to interrupt your boy, and I do not want to make it that type of thing, because you're all on this phone now while I feel, but Ray, we've known each other since we were little boys. I would appreciate it if that you would just be nice to the girls and be nice to the girls. That's that. That's what I'm saying.
What do you mean? I don't
understand. Ray, and obviously Kelly, Nicole wants to be film queen runway, drags runway, and women runway, not female figures.
Right. So it could be a different, not just Ray, but Ray is a very dear friend of mine. So that's my brother, my sister. But, for anybody, but Ray, you can't do that. That would go up against everything that I've been saying. For real, I just know, and you don't have to do it to all the categories. You know, you've been around. You know what the femme queen girls do. You know what categories they do. And Rodney, you do too. So you know what categories y'all should make as that figure stuff, and then what kind of, you can add on, because I just big things, it shows appreciation to the femme queens. And really, you gag, the girls may just really get on that plane. I'm coming, but I ain't coming being no female figure. I'm not coming for that. I'm a female figure. So that's gonna be cute. $1,000 runway, and that's your category. So I hope you're making it so everybody can have fun.
That's why we opened up the realness category, because we're making so everybody can participate.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be fair.
Figure female.
Hello.
That's right.
Oh,
so did y'all move on? Are y'all just in the Midwest, or did y'all go to Detroit yet and talk about the break-ins and the car? Okay, thank you, Rodney. Okay. Mm-hmm. I don't want to move too fast. Okay.
We waited for Ray Ray and Tayana to finish telling about their mini grants and their grand prizes and the new categories they added for their flyers, so we can go into
Ray Ray got special treatment. I hope y'all noticed that. Mm-hmm.
Ray Ray, you know, special treatment. Just like anybody else.
Don't do that.
As everyone knows, I'm not a put together a really, really hot ball, so this ball is really going to be fun.
We also have Butch Queen Sex Siren $400. It's all about what your country can do for you. It's about what you can do for your country. Tonight, you're a patriotic sex symbol wrapped in an American flag.
Oh, that's nice. That's new. I want to see that. That's nice.
Femme
I like
queen,
that category.
Femme queen sex siren, if it walks like sex and talks like sex, then it must be sex. How does
femme
it
queen.
Fit into your description? Yes. Sell us your sex in something red.
Oh, that's nice too, Ray. That's nice. That's a good combination. Y'all turned that. That's nice.
Yeah.
Come on, what are you going to name Femme Queen Face? What else? Come on, I want to hear.
Femme Queen Face already.
Oh, you did? I'm sorry.
Oh, shit.
Do you have any other categories ready that you added to
the
flyer, right?
For Femme Queens, the showdown for $1,000. Femme Queens, tonight you will wake up the building with your undeniable realness in an average daytime look, tight denim blue jeans, and sneaker of your choice. One trophy, like everyday realness, how you will be outside every day. That's how we want to see the girls.
You want
you to be Angie Khan.
I would do that. That's nice. That's nice. So
you can get your new sneakers, new ponytails.
Nice.
It's just Angie Khan.
Yeah,
but
you and Tayana would make that. That's nice. I like that.
Butch Queen and Drag. Butch Queen in drags. What an elegant lady you are tonight in your beautiful dress and your stunning heels. Entice the judges with your elegance. Feminine reality, one trophy. Then the category breakdown, Lady Elegance versus Miss Everyday Real. The surviving two trophy winners of each realness category will come back and battle for the grand prize plus the trophy. Which lady will it be? But now we add in the Butch Queen too, so whatever the category is on the flyers, but it's going to be for them to secure the people $1,000 as well.
All right, darling. How y'all doing, right?
Any other categories y'all added to the flyer?
The reason why we did it like that, because, you know, the film queens already have an unfair advantage over the Butch Queen and drags when it comes to realness. So we want them to just be Banji cut, and we want the Butch Queen and drags to be dolled up and elegant.
Really? What did you just say?
So it'll be fair. Most of these girls are Banji cut outside the ball anyway, so, you know, they could be Banji cut. Like their everyday look.
Femme queen.
Femme queen, but we want to see polish, not just band. No, I don't want a bitch to look like she's just waking up and going to get a loose.
Like a Butch Queen
in
drags or a female figure. I know, I understand.
Yeah.
Mm, see what I mean, y'all? You see, it's coming together now.
Mm-hmm. I want them to act like there's 23 boys outside your door and you got to break it up.
Oh, yeah. I'll be watching the categories. They have lots of nice categories.
What was it? Butch Queen. Oh, Butch Queen. Thugs, bringing in your everyday looks in a red fitted cap of your choice. Keep it clean. Pretty boys in a polo or button down of your choice with a white fitted cap. Executive, blue suit, white collar man. That's right, in the blue suit of your choice. No briefcase needed. Required. Schoolboys, the classic all American nerd. Lose the backpacks and bring it in nerd glasses. So all of them are competing for the $1,000 now.
All right. That's juice in Chicago. Y'all got to get there.
Oh.
I got to get there because of all the Butch Queens, baby. Mm-hmm.
The best dress is a minigram for $200. Butch Queen, the runway model. We want to see the crisp, clean, European look with the creative use of colors. One trophy. Female figure, the fashionista. Miss Red Carpet Royalty. Bring it bright colors of your choice. One trophy. The Fashionista versus the Euro Male. The surviving winners of each two categories for the best dress will battle for the 200. First trophy. So I guess that's all we want to say. If anybody have any questions, I guess they can call in. But that's all we have to say for right now for the ball. Unless you have something to say, Tayana.
Tayana.
No, that was it.
Governor of Chicago? Okay.
That was it. We just basically want to let them know that, you know, the season's opened up.
Okay.
Okay. I want to thank y'all for definitely calling in. We about to get to our recap of the show. We're going to place y'all back on hold. And y'all, you know, y'all want to, you know, chime in.
Unless y'all got some juice. Tayana, you know something about Detroit or something? What's juice?
My windows got busted out. My computer got stolen. But other than that,
what?
The ball was...
Oh, shit. Tayana, you stay right there. Ray, you wasn't there.
Put me on.
Oh, Ray, we're going to place you on hold, Ray. If you have any, say, Ray, just feel free to press 1 or call me on my house phone, and I'll bring you back on. Tayana, you stay right there. What's up?
Who put me on hold? They stole your... Oh, my God.
I'm
going to
put you on hold, Ray.
Nicole.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, agenda was established earlier in the show. We will be discussing the ball. We will be discussing First Fridays first, the crystal ball second, and then Detroit will be the finale. Please hold on to your hair.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Okay, so we're definitely going to get into First Friday. If any of you girls was down in Philadelphia this weekend for First Friday, or y'all was at the crystal ball, feel free at this time to definitely press 1.
Can I say what my girlfriend told me?
all callers about this about Philadelphia this weekend, honey. You girls play around with Philadelphia. We will just go straight into Detroit. I've been up since 6 o'clock this morning. I have to go to bed. I have to get up again tomorrow at 6 o'clock in the morning, honey. I have a lot. I got things to do. Okay?
Not nobody's problem.
Tired.
You doing the show, girl. Nobody's problem. Do the show.
Well, can I say what my girlfriend said?
Was it about Philly?
Yeah, they said it's about First Friday and somebody was being clipped onto their bra strap.
Oh, yes. Somebody sent me a clip, and Katrina Ebony was voguing against Becky Revlon, and they was going in serious mistake. Miss Christina, Katrina wig came off, honey, and got stuck to the back of her bra strap, honey. I was gagging, honey. She continued to vogue, honey.
Old school. That's not Katrina.
She continued to vogue after her wig came off and she was in her stocking.
Ronnie, was you went First Friday?
No, I went straight to Detroit for the weekend.
Oh, okay. So you didn't go to Philly at all?
Ronnie was in Detroit. So if you girls at Philadelphia, if y'all got any tea about this ball, feel free to definitely press 1. We're taking any tea, honey. I guess not, honey. I guess y'all don't want to talk about the crystal ball.
They don't
want to
talk about the crystal ball. I want to talk about them recreating Dawn Moment for $1,000. That was really cute. Man, that we seen that at the, what ball was that, Kelly, when she did that at the YWCA in 2000? Did
right.
you see that call?
I want to talk about it. I don't know about it.
That sex siren. I mean, these people are supposed to call in. This is their city. I got a lot of juice in my own.
If you could get him on the line, we would greatly appreciate it.
Shut the hell up. You sound like an old lady. We would greatly appreciate it.
Honey, the girls are sending me over tea already. Hold on. Wait, I gotta get to my messages.
Where's 15? 15 wasn't at none of these balls.
I don't know where 15 at. 15 has been on hiatus. 15 has not been here last week. 15 has been here this week. Honey, I don't know where Miss 15 is at.
Did they,
hold on, because you know I got cataracts, honey.
Shut the fuck up. You know what that is?
Shit, somebody just hit me up and said, feminine destruction got chopped and then the blondics put her out.
And that shit.
Oh, honey. What was that?
That's not tea. Feminine has not yet learned to learn her place. It's just something spiritual. I saw about her in the Rumble Ball when Lele slayed her to the rhythm. But I just, feminine.
Hello?
Hello?
Sebastian?
Hey, what's going on, Kelly? What's up?
You on the air.
Hold on. Let me go back to my
You on the
air,
Sebastian.
Let me go back to the red phone, honey. I'm going to tell you what they said, honey. Hold on. I'm going to my messages.
How you feel?
What they said, honey.
I just wanted to make sure you know you was on the air.
Okay, thanks for letting me know.
They said Sebastian and Lord did not give away the $5,000. He only gave away $1,000, and Paris only got $800 out of $1,500.
That's not true, okay? First of all, I'll start with the grand prize. It was $1,500. Each member of the team got $500 apiece. I gave Goddess the money before the category even started. So Goddess had the $1,500. She distributed $500 to each person. I was standing right next to her. So Bam, Allure got $500. Paris, Allure got $500. And Ebony got $500. So I don't know where these stories are coming from. As far as the $5,000 goes, every category that was walked, they got paid. Some of the categories didn't get walked, so that is true. It didn't equal up to $5,000 only because people didn't walk every category.
Okay, girl.
So there's your answer to those two questions.
That was text messages.
Okay, so now let's go to Rodney. Rodney, can you give me your first, Tayana already gave her take. She said it was a fabulous function. Rodney, can I have your take on the function?
Yes, I had a good time at the ball. I was a little disappointed in the commentators not being there. Sebastian, I want to ask you a question. What did happen with the comment? Neiman Marcus did a wonderful job. He was assisted by Tree Ebony. Tree was okay. He's still working on a few things, but he did a good job. I will say that. But what happened with the commentators? I did get that question to ask you. Did you want to comment on that?
Yeah, okay. Actually, this is all that I'm going to comment on as far as Jack and Selvin not being there. Jack and Selvin were supposed to be at the ball. I wasn't in control of their flights because I have a silent partner who's helped me for the last 2 years give a ball. Last year, when it came to everybody getting here, it was Von and Selvin. Von and Selvin both got here because it was my thing. This year, I didn't handle that part of it. And there was a mishap, but at the end of the day, they had a flight that they could have gotten on, but it was so late, and the flight was delayed, and they will both tell you this, that if they would have gotten on that flight, they would have got stuck in Charlotte, and they would have never made it to Detroit in time for the ball. So that's the reason that they didn't come.
And I could definitely vouch for that, because when I seen my sister at the cookout on Saturday, I asked her, why was you in Detroit? And she said, my first flight, I would have made my first flight, but I would have missed my connection. I could definitely vouch for that.
Okay. And, Kelly, my sources have came through as about the $1,500. All three did receive their $500 cut for the $1,500.
Rodney, could you tell me where that comes from? Because I would like to know the person that said that, because it couldn't have been anybody at the ball, or it couldn't have been anybody in either of those houses that said that, because everybody knew that they got paid. As a matter of fact, when we were all leaving out, we made sure that they all three came back on stage. We didn't even issue out any money until they were all three present, because we were waiting for Courtney to come back on the stage. So
no,
I don't even know where that comes from.
I just got people like asking, did they get the money? And I said, yes. So there's like, they heard. I don't know. You know, someone heard this and someone heard that and someone heard that.
Right.
But these were coming from people who wasn't at the ball. So I don't know whether the source of the information from whoever was at the ball gave it to those individuals.
And I just want to say this, too. Whenever it came to me giving a ball, I always give out all of the money that I put on a flyer, as well as my house does. There's never been a situation where the house of Allure or anybody in the house giving a ball that we don't stick by what we put on the flyer. So saying that for the record, because it's already been done. It's always going to be done. So nobody has to worry about that coming to a ball that I'm going to give, because it's always given out. I stick to what I say.
I know that's right.
I don't even know where that comes from. That's BS. And as far as the people cars getting broken into, just to clear up something else, because I heard that people from Chicago felt like it was only people from Chicago cars that got broken into. That's not true. My personal signed car got broken into. Raphael Allure's car got broken into, and a couple other people from here cars got broken into. And from what I'm being told, people had visible laptops, visible luggage and all of this. I don't care what city you go to. You cannot leave all of this stuff in your car and think nobody's going to bust your window out and take it. We're living in a time, we're in a recession. People are desperate, so that I wouldn't do that anywhere. I had my own car in that same parking lot, and I didn't leave anything in my car because that's just something that you don't do. And I'm so sorry that happened. I apologize to everybody. But you know what I'm saying? Like, you got to think, too. You can't just be leaving stuff visible in your car, because that gives a thief that's walking by, you know. And then plus, we're in this our remote area, and I don't know what happened with the guard, because the guards were supposed to be looking out at the cars, and from what they told me, that they looked out from time to time, and that they saw somebody, and that's when they told everybody that their car was being broken into. Because I was outside the ball, in the back getting some, you know, doing something else, and then I find out everybody's running out of the ball. I don't even know what's going on.
Oh, I'm so gagging. Raphael was out at the ball and I wasn't at the ball. I'm so over it.
Yeah, he came. He came.
Sebastian, to come in on what you were saying, I wasn't one of the people that felt like that, but it seems like every time I do come to Detroit, my window's getting bashed in, regardless if it was something visible or not. That's just crazy. It is just crazy. And my girlfriend, Tanya, her dashboard was sitting on her seat. We had to ride home with a breeze, so you have to understand our frustration. We didn't blame it on you we didn't blame it on you because you had no control of that. No control of that. You know, I just felt like it should have been, personally, I think security be having something to do with that. Y'all security be having something to do with that. Because at the post it happens, at that place it happened, and somewhere else it happened.
But okay, as far as the security that I had, I know that they would not do that because these are people that I know personally, and they would not even be involved in nothing like that. Now I can't speak for what happened at other balls.
I mean, that may even be true, but I can only listen to what some of the Detroit people say. Yeah, I better watch the security too. They be on shit like that, you know.
That is so funny that somebody from here would say something like that. That is like real funny because I don't know any guards that would be involved in something like that because these are the same guards that we go to the clubs. And I go to every club here and my car never gets broken into.
All right. Yeah, I mean,
that's what I'm saying. It's just funny that somebody from here would.
That's something that was out of your hand. You didn't have nothing to do with that. We come up there and support you and have a good time with your ball. Your ball was great. I loved it. You know, you finished all your categories. But you didn't give out your money. I actually sat right there on the side of you while you was doing that.
Right.
So, I mean, other than that, you know, I mean, I was just pissed off. I had to ride home with a fucking breeze.
I know. I am so sorry about that.
Just
told all of y'all at the ball, I'm sorry for this. I apologize. Like,
You didn't do that. It ain't your fault.
You gave out your money. You did what they did. Them security, they robbed them. They robbed my sister. They robbed. They ain't your fault, though.
Well, I don't want y'all to really think that the guards did it because I personally do not think that they did.
Let me correct it. I'm not saying they did it. I never pointed the finger at anyone. I'm just saying what people said that stay down there. Y'all better be careful because the guards are called. Some of they, you know, people up there looking at cars and because it was like crazy that they looked on the back seat of the truck and saw the glass is tinted and we're out in an open field. So, and there's lights in the field. It ain't like it was pitch black dark. It's just crazy how that happened. And I said that it can't happen, but it did.
Right.
Like you said, we can't leave shit in our, even in Chicago, at my ball, some Ebony's got, they, my house members got their cars broken at my ball.
You
got
your ball too?
Yeah, huh? Yeah, I think it was Cabbage then. They got their windows bashed out because something was on the seat. So things like that does happen. That's why I said I'm not blaming Sebastian at all. He has no control of that.
So is that not going to happen at you and Ray Ray Boy, is it?
Huh?
That's not going to happen at you and Ray Ray Boy, is it? Or are we just warning us now?
You actually can't say whether or not it's going to happen because, you know, that's not something that
you
know.
Okay. Well, y'all heard it here, so you don't leave that car unlocked, you won't get hurt.
I'd rather let my doors unlocked. That's how they did Tanya. She left her doors unlocked, and they scratched out everything. I should have.
Well, at least they didn't break her windows, did they?
Right. They didn't break her windows. She just left her doors unlocked.
Okay, she wasn't sure she didn't have to ride home cold.
Kelly is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Exactly. Yes.
And
okay,
I just wanted
well.
To say this to y'all, that I really appreciate everybody that did support me and came out to the ball. I really want to say thank you to everybody. Special thanks to the House of Ebony because you guys really came out. Everybody did really well. Special thanks to the EB Sues and the Revlons, Ascasas, Rodales, the people in my house that came, the Mizrahis. Everybody came out for me. I really appreciate it. Rodney, appreciate your support. And Tiana, everybody that was there for me, y'all already know who y'all are, Goddess. Everybody, just thank everybody. And it was a lot of stuff that was going on, but the ball still went on. All the cash was, every category that was walked was given out, and that's what I'm satisfied with. I did everything that I put on the flyer, and that was my goal.
Amen.
And I feel like it was accomplished.
That's the fact. Who phone is on next, Tiana or Rodney's?
Doing what?
Okay, Tiana. Not damn annoying.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Don't
okay,
come back
well,
to
if,
you.
If y'all don't have any more questions for me, I'm going to go to bed. I got to be to work in the morning.
Okay.
I do.
I know that's right.
All right.
So I'm a,
all right.
I'm
well, thanks for having me
in the
on.
Morning.
Oh, my God. And I'll be at your bar, Tiana.
Sebastian, right, we can hang up to ask the question. You know how to do.
Well, I mean, if anybody got something to say, say it now because I'm about to get off. Or if you listening and you want to push one and call in, do it while I'm on.
Now or forever, hold your peace.
213-08, you're live on the air.
Hello, Sebastian. Hey, Kelly.
Hi.
Hey, Nicole. Hey, Robbie.
Hi.
Hey, Diana. This is Eric Emmett.
Hi, Eric.
Oh,
how
hey,
are you?
Eric.
I just wanted to say I really, really, really had a good time at Sebastian's ball. It was good seeing Tiana and Rodney. It was good seeing you at the club on Friday. We won't talk about that. But I just wanted to let everyone know. I just want everybody to know that I really had a good time at the ball. And I have to talk about a couple of things that happened because we didn't talk about the category. That runway category was everything to me. The switch-ups were kind of funny, but very entertaining. Also, to see, you know, Derek Kahn and Rodney walk the realness category, that was interesting as well. It was just really interesting at the ball, and it was really, really fun. So that's all I wanted to say.
Thanks, Eric.
See, Goddess, you heard something good before you get to go to sleep and go to work tomorrow.
Right. Okay.
Have another caller. The next caller is 312-532. You're live on the air.
Hi. Hello, everybody.
Hi.
This is Tree. I just want to thank the best and thank you for the opportunity.
Baby, talk on.
Oh, you're welcome, Tree.
That's Tree. That's Tree.
I can barely hear you.
But that's because somebody's phone is sounding like that. That's why I asked you earlier who phone is giving that, like a cell phone or something.
It is a cell phone, but I'm talking loud and clear. I said, this is Tree. And I just
no, not you, Tree. Not you.
Oh.
Not you.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, somebody else is allowed with your phone. That's why we can't hear you. But that's Tree. He wanted to give kudos to your boy, or got it.
Thank you, Tree. And thanks for commentating for me at the last minute.
Problem anytime, baby. Maybe next time you'll call me in the beginning.
There was something funny about that.
Actually, don't be telling me on my sister and my mother's time now, okay?
No, I was going to say no. I have no comment for that.
Maybe next time, Tree, you'll get some more chance, and then he'll book you up front.
What? Excuse me?
They said you need more chance.
Next time, Tree, I'll see you in Chicago. You like that one, honey. I like you. Now, Kelly, don't do that. What is that?
I said that, Kelly, don't do that.
Baby, rat-a-rat-a-rat-a.
Oh, yes, honey. But Sebastian, thank you for definitely calling in and being a part of the show. Girl, Sebastian was here. Nobody called in. Everybody wants to text and say stuff and send IMs and all types of things. He was here to address your issues, and nobody wanted to call in. So I guess, you know, a ball well done. Kudos.
All right. Thank y'all, and I'll talk to you guys later. Good night.
Welcome.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, I wanna give, you know, going to Detroit, you know, saying sometimes the people always say it's bad and it's this and it's that. But you know, Goddess and Sebastian and Janice and Jason, they do a good thing trying to make sure that, you know, everybody from out of town when they come in, that they're, you know, taken care of, whether it's, you know, a ride to the club, directions to the ball, their vitamins, their alcohol, whatever they need, you know what I'm saying? They make sure that the people, you know what I'm saying, are entertained and enjoy themselves in Detroit. And I also want to give a shout out to, you know, some people I saw in the building. My brother, Fred Chanel, overall father, Fred, was in Detroit. Also, Neil was definitely there. Jamie Balenciaga, legendary face diva, Jamie. Also, who else? Tayana, Toya, Banks. They brought the whole clan, Fatty. The Midwest was definitely representing. It was Indianapolis, St. Louis, Columbus, Cleveland, Cincinnati, Kentucky. I saw Larry close to the end of the ball. He did a DL Chanel, and he knew what I mean by that. Who else? Who else I want to give a shout out to? Raphael Lord, definitely my buddy. And special congrats to Savion Milan on his win for Open to All Runway. Him and Donovan was the final battle, and they did an excellent job. They definitely entertained us. But you had Keith Evisu, you had Mark Infinity, you had Jesse Infinity, Donovan, Daryl Garcon, you had Will Omni, also Kenny Omni was there as well. The building, it was a nice out-of-town crowd. I wish I would have saw more Detroit people there. But the out of town and the Midwest definitely was in the building.
You heard me right.
Say it again, Kayana.
I said, don't forget the Dutch Boys.
Oh, the Dutch Boys.
Oh yeah, yeah. The Dutch Boys was definitely back.
They was.
Father Charles, and the Dutch Boys was definitely there in the building. Also, Jay Prodigy was in the building. So definitely the houses was there.
Oh, wait, I'm not going to say y'all girls, but Miss Nelly 2010 in the chat room, if you a bad bitch, honey, you want to sit in the chat room, and you want to sit here and you want to read my sister in the chat room, if you a bad bitch.
Wait, hold on, pause that. Thank you very much. Let me pause this real fast. For you and your Nelly, whoever you are, and your big girlfriend, your rock-faced girlfriend, Naima, I suggest y'all girlfriends drive very lightly. I'm not one of the girls that y'all want to keep going back and forth with, nor am I a backseat fucking girl. If you need to say something to me, you have something you want to address, then you come and address it, because I'll address it the right way. Be careful what you say, or all your girlfriend business will be on this thing, and we'll have a police case going on, okay? So let this be the last time that you say something about me in that room, or your girlfriend and everything I ever known about her and you will be gone, and I can fight. What part? What part? All I got into that last time, the last week when we did that positive conversation. Naima, I know that was you, bitch. That late bitch statement that you made, I got so into it. I'm telling y'all now, and I'm being nice, and I'm going to calm down. Leave me the fuck alone. If you're not ready to spill your secrets, if you're not ready to drop your diamond pearls, I suggest you keep my fucking name out your mouth. It's in the best of your interest, and anybody that's behind you.
No! Okay.
Wow.
Hold on. We have another caller, and the next caller is 864-752. You're live on the air.
Hey, Kelly.
Hey, what's going on?
What's going on? This is Father Drink Infinity, South Carolina. Is Nicole on the phone?
I'm right here. Hey.
Hey, sister.
How are you? How's everything? You on the line?
Everything
South Carolina.
Good. Okay. Hey, she's in the building. Everything going good. I want to give y'all a shout out of everything that was going on and shit.
Okay, that's what you do. Nothing, you know, the ready on Monday night, typical, you know, recap.
That's what's up.
Ain't nobody fucking with y'all? Oh, nobody fucking with me. They just people talking. That's it. There's nothing.
Okay,
then.
People
don't
talk
to me. But anyway, thank you. Thank you for hearing your voice up on this phone, Father Infinity.
You say what?
Rodney, what was you going? What you were saying before somebody started with that Nelly thing?
Oh, well,
I'm
hold
so
on,
sorry.
They just somebody just sent me a IM. It's a one question is for Nicole, and the other question is they want to know they made Bubby Revlon legendary this weekend in Philadelphia.
Yes, they did.
Oh.
Okay. And the other question, Nicole, I don't know. I don't want to ask you that question.
Oh my God, who was this question from? The same person?
No, it is a question about the about your house, and I don't know.
It's none of
it.
No one business.
Well, let me finish up the story, Kelly, before we get into those questions.
Yeah,
but,
please.
Also, give a shout out to Father Ronnie Visu, Andy Visu. They were definitely in the building. And I want to give out some of the winners that I remember for that night so the people will be, in a sense, see how the Florida ball went. Father Ronnie Visu won Best Dress. He looked amazing. It was very alluring, like the category said, and he did receive his money. However much that was, he definitely got that. Female figure, Faith. Nicole, I'm going to say it, but you know how you don't like it. Female figure, Faith. I think that was won by Mother Tiffany Escada, the woman.
See what I mean?
Real woman.
Oh, real woman.
Doug Realness was won by Neil Chanel. Like I said, the Over to All Bushwick run was won by Savion Milan. Female figure runway was won by the birthday girl herself, Carmen Chanel.
All right.
Streetwear was won by Dre Ivisu. You guys got to start getting up off him. He's the young cat doing his thing. He's been, you know, circulating all over the Midwest.
Mm-hmm.
He's been out, been in North Carolina, been traveling. You got to get up off of him. Also, Foot and Eyewear was won by Shay Balenciaga. Definitely came through, broke up the building, you know, with his shade and his attitude, which we all love. Love Shay for that. Let's see. I won Sneaker versus Sneaker. And also, Executive Realness, which it was good to see Banks and Derek on the floor because we haven't battled in a while, and it was good to see them just on the floor competing again. Very good job, fellas. I definitely enjoyed that. Sex Iron was won by Body was won by Revlon. I'm not sure of his name.
Body.
And also, Pretty Boy Realness was won by Revlon. I didn't get his name as well. Schoolboy Runners and Runners with a Twist was won by Little Aunt Ebony. I think he probably was the only twister that got 10s for all the Runners categories to walk the twist part. So congratulations to him as well. Also, my niece, the lovely Toya Ebony, she looks sensational. She won from Queen Runners. And Team Sex Siren was won by Tanya Chanel and Brian Herrera. Good job for them as well.
Ooh.
So, you know, the money was definitely flowing through the building. So,
wait, ain't them two lovers, though?
Yes, they are.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Yes, and they won Team Sex Siren, a husband and wife combination.
Charlie.
Congratulations.
Yes.
Who fooled it out like that?
Tayana, you have comments
Tayana,
you want to
add? Would you like to say something?
Just listening.
Y'all
are crazy.
Y'all are stupid.
I was actually paying attention at the ball and didn't write anything down.
Rodney, you be remembering it. I'm going to fuck you up.
I also would like to give a shout out to Father Dutch for making sure that I still had a little, you know what I'm saying, I still kept my title of Father Cartel at the ball. Thank you, brother. I really appreciate it. Keeping me calm with my medicine.
Okay.
God bless you.
510-401, you're live on the air. Okay, I guess not.
You only gave him one chance, Kelly?
No, I said it twice.
Oh, okay.
You're so stupid. That was it?
Oh, I said it twice.
Oh, okay, I'm going to correct it.
You're live on the air.
I guess not.
I guess not. Hold on.
Baby, come to me.
Honey,
I know I'm going to get cursed out for this. You calling someone, Kelly?
Yep.
Yeah.
The person that was in Detroit.
Right. Oh, okay.
Hello?
Why you wasn't in Detroit? Explain.
Oh, shit.
That is the entertainer herself, the icon, Nanushka Khan. Why you wasn't in Detroit? Explain.
Somebody sent me a question, and they want to know, why did all the dyke and trans men leave the House of Prodigy and are now Ebony and Buttercup, too, but they meant to say Butterfly?
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. That's Soda. Is that true? Is that really true? Please don't say that's
true. It's
true. What house they went to?
Ebony.
Oh. What?
Who's on the phone?
It's Rodney.
Rodney. You can't tell that voice.
Wait a minute. They all became Ebony?
Yes.
I need to know.
Not all of them, I don't think, but I think a majority of them.
Why are you gagging, girl?
Who's that? Chayana?
Chayana.
Yes, it is. I'm here, girl. Why are you gagging?
Well, wait. Girl, hey, wait. So this is what I need to know. If all the trans men...
You sound low.
Oh, my God. Whose phone is that?
Yeah, I keep saying that somebody's cell phone is giving juice. And it better not be the host herself.
No, it's not my phone.
Now, Sullivan, say that question again. I didn't hear you.
So they're all the trans, so all the trans men in Balenciaga, they all safe, right?
Yeah, I don't think they have any issues. I think from what I was hearing, it's about the you know, they have the women's scene and then they have the mainstream scene, and
uh-huh.
some of the people don't like the mainstream and some of them don't like the women's scene, so they wasn't supporting or coming out to support each other. Type of thing, and it got a big ordeal and a big hassle and stuff like that. So people started feeling some kind of way because the boys wasn't going to the girl scene and stuff like that. So that's what I was hearing. I don't know if it's true or not. You can only ask a Prodigy or the trans men from the new House of Ebony if it's true.
The only woman that they have left in the House of Prodigy is Joy.
Oh. Where's Butterfly?
Butterfly the Ebony. She just said that.
Oh, what?
She walked the sister ball as an Ebony.
Oh, that's Soda.
She made her debut as an Ebony.
Oh, all right, Miss Cabbage. Well, they knew they couldn't come over here because I would have, you know.
Had them?
Yeah, they would have had me. It's no shade. That's no shade. But I still love the Balenciagas. Husband, I'm ready. Nicole, are you falling out?
No, you said you would have had them, right?
No, they would have had me. But anyway,
that's right there, right there, little James.
To all the trans men, what?
Seven.
What is that in the background?
2672. That is not my phone. 267-230, you're live on the air.
How y'all doing? This is Nick Prodigy.
How you doing?
I do have to address the issue with the trans men in the House of Prodigy.
Tayana, that's your phone. Hold on, Nick. Tayana, that's your phone.
It's supposed to be my phone, Kelly. My phone is on mute.
Oh, well, somebody's phone is cutting out.
Well, I know it ain't my phone.
Oh, go ahead, Nick.
Right, it was acting like that before you got on there. Hey, Nick, this is Rodney. How are you doing, sir?
What's going on, Rodney?
Well, all right, welcome.
Okay, most of them were dismissed from the House of Prodigy, and they went to Ebony. Butterfly, she left because, as Rodney was stating, that there was discrepancy with everyone going to the women's side of the scene. Now, we do have other trans men, Leo, who won the Crystal Ball. We have other women besides Joy. However, they were the ones that left to Ebony. But, you know, who cares? They left, and we keep going on.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
I just got a text that just came across the red phone, and that was the interruption. And it says, man was calling all the trans men cunt and said they only bring drama. That's why they left.
No, as they were already dismissed. We had a board meeting and already dismissed.
Who is playing something with LaQuan on it?
Yeah, don't you hear that chant? Who's playing a ball?
Yes,
tape?
I hear it. LA. What's that, LaQuan?
Are you playing a ball tape?
No, I'm not playing anything. I'm sitting in my house. Nothing's on. My bedroom door's closed. My husband is asleep, and it's just me and my husband in the house.
It definitely ain't me because I'm looking. No, baby, I don't have no board tapes here, and I'm not at home. I didn't get home yet, and I'll discuss that in a few seconds. But to all the trans men and to all the lesbians, to all the. Hold on, Nicole.
Listen,
I'm not giving a shout out to them if you're going to let me finish. Now, like I said, to all the lesbians, to all the trans men, and to all the butches, please get on Showtime and watch The L. That's what I'm looking at now. I'm representing y'all.
Could somebody please give this lady a ring? Because it's obvious that she's no longer doing men, and she wants trans men. She likes the daddies.
Trans men and butches rule.
Yeah, that's because my sister was told that Antoine.
Okay. I told you, I don't get up to 6 o'clock this morning. I have a fucking attitude. I am a real fucking bitch. It is motherfucking 300. It was motherfucking 80 degrees outside, bitch. I've been up since 6 o'clock this morning. I'm hot. I've been cleaning my motherfucking house, transferring sweaters and all types of shit, driving from Brooklyn to the Bronx back to motherfucking Manhattan. I'm tired. I'm aggravated.
Is that to the
okay.
Shea board or?
Shout out to Miko Chanel, former Chanel in LA. It's his birthday.
Is Nick still on?
I
want
to give a shout out to all the Geminis. Happy birthday, you Geminis. All of y'all are in the building. Yep. This is your mom. Happy birthday, Geminis. Every last one of you from Kelly and Little James and Kim and Deja and shut up.
Because
you know I don't do that, but I love them very much. They are my sisters and my children. I love them.
And since he wasn't on the air yesterday, I'd give definitely a shout out to my best friend, overall father of the House of Balenciaga. His birthday was yesterday. We celebrated.
Yes, I gagged that Harold was a Gemini. I should have known, motherfucker. I looked at the thing. I said, ooh, that explains everything.
I'm real mad with him.
Happy birthday, Harold. God bless you on your day.
No,
your
no,
day
I wish
before.
Him a happy birthday. He didn't have no trans men at the
oh,
before.
Mother, we back at the
Happy birthday, Harold. But I'm tight with you right now. You ain't had no trans men and no butches at that ball.
Them trans men is going to be rubbing your butt pretty soon, baby. Don't worry.
And shout out to Booty Balenciaga.
Who?
Buddha.
Buddha. I'm a fuck you. There was a who? Every night.
I got nervous.
Kelly, is anybody else on this line that want to talk?
We still here.
Oh,
Miss Tayana, Tayana, why you haven't been messy for me?
Boyfriend.
Miss Tayana always gets it started. I love
I'm going to shout out my boyfriend.
Heather Balenciaga from Winter in Kentucky. I'm going to shout her out. I love her.
Oh, my
beat
God.
The kids.
That's
love
my
her.
Son.
I love her.
There it is. Everybody's listening to Rodney.
No, I have 9 children, 2 daughters and 7 sons. Everybody know who they are.
So are you still married in Miami?
Yes.
Oh, because you came on the phone and clarified it the other time, so I wanted to make sure we brought it back up.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, brother, no problem.
And to all the Midwest girls, I'm sorry that I could not make it to Detroit. So let me tell you why.
Oh, God, here we go.
Let me explain something to y'all people. Who they, the girls are trying to text me to tell me not. let me explain it. This is not referred to the legend that gave the ball, because I didn't have no problems with her. Hey, Sebastian, sis. But let me explain something to y'all. If y'all can't afford me, don't try to hire me. And I'm really being honest, and I'm really keeping this real. I don't fly off of foo-foo. I definitely don't fly off of foo-foo when I don't know nothing about the foo-foo. So please, whatever y'all do, don't do it again. Because if you will do, you will learn. And how she said it, and how she said it in Paris is Burning, I'll help you. And for those other girls that don't want to pay me on time, this is how we're going to do this. For the record, there will be no more of paying me when the ball is over. That goes for everyone. I'm not leaving no names out because, like I said, and I'm going to say this again, I've been doing this too long. My name is not the help. My name is not the cleanup. Okay? My name is not packing my stuff, my equipment. I want to get paid at the first half because when the kids go, I want to go. Because by that time, I am over it. And the next time, if anybody wants to pay anybody in the building overtime.
Alana?
No, I'm just saying period. Ballroom period. If you can pay overtime for these people to keep these places, pay me overtime. That's one. No, that's two. Okay? Number three.
Listen, I'm aggravated.
Goes out to everyone. And I'm not being fierce and I'm not being shady.